Hello, people of the world. It is Sunday, people. Holy fucking shit. It is Sunday. Sunday the 17th of March, 2024. It is precisely 5:35 in the AM. Oh, yeah. 5:35 on the Sabbath, people. We are bringing this podcast to you. When I say we, I mean me. Nobody else is stupid enough to be up at this hour on a fucking Sunday morning. But there are reasons behind my insanity, madness, whatever you want to call it this morning. I was woken up at 4:30 this morning by two cocksuckers, and I will use that term, cocksuckers. I don't know whether they do or not. Hey, it's just a broad term to describe people arguing in the street at 4:30 in the fucking morning on a fucking Sunday, and it wound me up that much. Yes, people, even I, Ben Briggs, get stressed sometimes. It wound me up that much that I decided to get out of bed, and obviously, I didn't shout out the window. I didn't confront these people about it. I'm English, and I. So I buried that resentment down, deep down, didn't I? Couldn't sleep again, and decided to get up and thought, oh, fuck it. I'll get the old podcast done early on a Sunday. So I imagine you are still all sleeping soundly in your beds, unless you're listening from abroad. Yeah. Across the land somewhere, you may be awake, but obviously this is not live anyway, so that's totally irrelevant. This is going to be garbled nonsense for half an hour. I'm sorry, people, but people arguing, this is the thing, you see, the area in which I live in Northampton is, let's put it not the best, right? The building I actually live in is fucking lovely. But it is glitter surrounded by a smorgasbord of shit. So, you know, you're going to get people arguing in the streets. This is the difference between a middle-class area where I used to live in Upton, which is fairly middle-class, particularly where I used to live, down the bottom end of Upton, to where I'm living now, which is more town centre-based. The building is lovely, but around it is crap. And within a working class, there's, you know, I'm not slagging off working class people. I class myself as a working class person, right? I was probably brought up middle class. I have slipped down the social economic ladder by pursuing my dreams, people. I'd have been so better off if I'd have just stayed in banking. Which I worked in selling mortgages for a few years, or doing sales. If you take anything away from this podcast, do not follow your dreams. Jump, the net will not appear. You will crash land into the ground and stay there for the rest of your days. I'm only joking, people. I'm only joking. I don't mean to kill your dreams. You go out there, you pursue them. You fail at those dreams, and then you start a podcast, and then you can rant about it at 5:30 on a fucking Sunday morning like I am. There's a lot of noise. There's a lot more noise. That's what you have to take away from this. Within a working class area, there is a lot more fucking noise at all times of the day. People will pull up, their cars blaring with music. It's never music you want to listen to either, is it? Somebody will pull up with doosh, 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 like that, isn't it? It's just, I think that's to remind their heart that it needs to keep pumping, you know, or they need to keep breathing in and out. It's never like somebody will like never turn up in a car with the music blaring and it's fucking Jimi Hendrix and you go, oh, Jesus, Purple Haze. This is a fucking tune. I have not heard this in ages. It's repetitive fucking shit. Anyway, so there's a lot more noise around this area. I was enjoying it. You know what I did this morning? I got out of bed. I heard these people arguing. I got out of bed. I put my blinds up in my lounge. I moved my leather sofa. People, you know, fans of the podcast for years, well, leather chair, I mean, not leather sofa, will remember that leather chair. I used to do the podcast in that leather chair. You know, as if I was, you know, it was a fireside chat or something and not just some, you know, random mad person, you know, screaming the voices in their head, like out onto the internet as it is. I got that leather chair and I sat by the window with a cup of tea and I just fucking watched them. That's what I did. And I started enjoying it. I was quite gutted when they went back inside, this guy and this woman, just like screaming at each other in the middle of the street. Why wouldn't you do that? There you go. There it is. Let's take a picture of that. That's love in 2024, screaming at each other at 4:30 in the morning in the middle of the street about nothing. You know, it made me feel a lot better about my life. I've not been in that situation, but I've been screamed at a few times. And you're just like, oh, God, I need to get out of this situation. But no, the guy was enjoying it. They kept it up for a good half hour out in the street. Why wouldn't you do that? And then other people start looking out the windows and then you have that sort of like moment when you meet eyes with them and you're like, what the fuck are these two doing? But I cannot tear myself away from it. So there we go. That's the reason why I am currently up at the at this time in the morning. And it is St. Patrick's Day as well, people. Hey? St. Patrick's Day. There we go. Fiddle-dee-dee, whatever. You know, and some sort of stereotypical Irish accent for you. There you go. Top of the morning, etc. There's my attempt at an Irish accent. Top of the morning to you. Let's have some tea. So anyway, yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day. So, you know, Americans will be going mad who have a vague, you know, lineage going back 8 generations to being Irish, who'd still claim that they're Irish. I think my great-grandfather was Irish, but I am English through and through. I went with the victors of the world, paying for it now, obviously. Everybody loves the Irish, don't they? They can go anywhere in the world. Everybody loves the fucking Irish. English people, you can go anywhere in the world and you have to keep your head down. Isn't it? You're like, ah, fuck. You know, you could throw a dart anywhere in the world as an English person, go there and go, ah, what the fuck? What did we do to these people years ago that I have to fucking keep my head down about and not mention? Ah, dear. That's why nobody celebrates St. George's Day, really, in this country. I did a gig on St. George's Day. You know, it was borderline. You know, it could have swung either way. I could have brought up, you know, various ethnicities and they'd have fucking loved it. It was that sort of thing, you know. It's because St. George's Day has been associated with the England flag, the red and white England flag. And that has also been adopted by far-right extremists. And it's a bit difficult, isn't it, to celebrate St. George's Day if you have, like, you know, done countless really bad things throughout history. We've done some good things as well. But at the moment, everybody kind of forgets about that. We're in the... Everybody is disassociating themselves from the good things that this country has done and just look back through history and gone, oh, fucking hell. All you need to do is walk around a fucking museum and see the amount of countries that we have raped and pillaged over the years. Ah, dear. I don't know. Anyway, that's why nobody's really, you know. Plus the fact that English people are quite indifferent to things like that. You know, we're quite indifferent to religion. You know, the Irish are still, like, quite religious, I think. Maybe this latest generation's changing, but there's still, it's instilled in them, you know, Catholicism or Protestantism, isn't there? You know, What's the bad thing that can happen with those two things coming together in a small nation? Nothing, surely. They're both religious. They're going to get on, aren't they? No, apparently not. Well, who says that they're not going to get on? History, my friend, history. There we go. So, yeah, they're quite into, you know. We've got no figure either of sort of like fun, have we? We've got, you know, everybody seems to go to St. Patrick's Day, you know, even in Northampton. There's a big Irish community in Northampton. And people all, you know, you'll see them out. They've got the ginger wig on, haven't they? It seems like the only day of the year where gingers are celebrated. Ginger wig, ginger beard, that big hat, and then Guinness, you know. That's it, isn't it? We need a drink. That's what we need. It's good marketing. You know, it's a visible thing, isn't it? St. Patrick's Day. Oh, yeah, he's celebrating St. Patrick's Day. He's got the big, tall, funny hat on, green hat. He's got Guinness splashed all over the place. He's got a pint of Guinness in his hand. That's it. There's no better marketing than that, is it? It's green. Whereas St. Patrick's Day, St. George's Day, what can we drink? You know, you can have a cup of tea that isn't even from England. It'll be loads of shit that we've adopted, won't it? We'll have a ball tea. That's it, the national dish of England. And I don't know, a cup of tea and possibly, you know, some sort of racist conversation. That'll be that's St. George's Day in a nutshell. There you go. So anyway, being as I have no visible, well, I have possibly visible Irish heritage, but no, you know, within touch of Irish heritage, I do not really go out for St. Patrick's Day. I've been out a few times for St. Patrick's Day. I enjoy a pint of Guinness. Yes, I do. I like it. It's good. If you get a nice pint of Guinness, it's fucking gorgeous. I had a couple of nice pints of Guinness actually in New York when I was out there. And then that was a weird thing when I was in New York. I took a day off the last time I went to New York. I took a day off, which was like, I don't know, when was it? 2020. That's the last time I went to New York. 4 years ago, virtually to the month, because it was kind of pandemic-y time. You know what I mean? I came back, getting off the plane, and there was people putting on masks. And I was like, what the fuck? We're not, you know, we're not in China. Why are you putting on a mask? Hey, geek. They'd obviously heard about it. I hadn't. They were taking it seriously. This was the end of February. There was English people getting off the plane, putting on masks. And I was like, hey, dork, what are you doing? Putting on your fucking little mask. You were scared about getting the cold, you know. Just toughen up a little bit. And then on the way back, there was virtually nobody on the plane. Nobody was flying at that point. But there you go. Yeah, I had a few nice pints of Guinness out there. One day I took the day off and I thought, right, I'm going to go to a dive bar. And I went to this dive bar. I think it was called the Double Deuce or the Double something. And I walked in and it was like a complete shithole. To be perfectly honest, but it's quite a famous dive bar in New York. They play, you know, dwarf porn on the TVs or something like that, which is very disconcerting when you're trying to enjoy a pint of Guinness. I got talking to a couple of Irish lads there because I got there about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There was nobody there. I stayed till about 6 o'clock and the regulars started coming in and I was chatting to them a little bit and stuff. But I had 3 pints of Guinness. This is how different it is. In New York drinking to England drinking. I had 3 pints of Guinness and the woman behind the bar put a pint of water in front of me and said, here, you better drink this now, like to just dilute the 3 pints. Oh, it was like 3 pints. Come on, sweetheart. You know I don't drink a lot now, but it was my time off at the time, and a day off, and I thought, I can do about 6-7 pints here, just sit here, you know, one every hour, just sit here for a bit. And she wanted to give me a pint of water halfway through. Jesus, the fuck, lady, calm down. Anyway, That's the last time I had Guinness, I think. That's the last time I've had a real drink, I think, about 4 years ago. I had a few bevies like in the summer, like after the Northampton Comedy Festival, but nothing in that league. Anyway, who cares? We're getting sidetracked, aren't we? Jesus, St. Patrick's Day, isn't it? But I don't really celebrate it. I know people who do. If you are celebrating it, have a lovely time. Cash in on that marketing. It would be interesting to know how much Guinness actually make on St. Patrick's Day. Because everybody's fucking drinking it. They must make a fucking fortune. Anyway, here we go. What's been going on this week, Ben? I hear you ask. Thank you. Finally. Let's have a little bit of tea and we'll start it. 15 minutes in and we've said fuck all so far. Kate Middleton, holy shit, she's been in the news. Oh, Kate, was the photo doctored? Was it not doctored? Why do we even give a fuck? That is the question that nobody is asking. Apparently, Kate Middleton this week, he says, having briefly read the article and gone, oh, Jesus, why do people care about this? Released a photo for Mother's Day. Here we go. Surrounded by her kids. And there was slight, you know, things wrong with the photo. I looked at that photo, I couldn't see anything. And then I looked at it again where people had circled stuff and I was like, oh, right, that does look a bit weird, but you have to really zoom in on that. Who's zooming in so much on those photos? Probably people using filters. Nobody uses filters. I've talked about this before, haven't I? Nobody uses filters, do they? You ask somebody if they use a filter, they don't use filters. But for some reason, all of a sudden, their pictures look slightly out of focus. Oddly enough, when filters came out and people discovered them, strangely, their skin got a lot smoother and their nose disappeared. I know people, right? I know people who post on social media and they will post, hey, no filter compared to one with a filter. This is how I look. And go, and everybody goes, hey, man, you look beautiful. You look beautiful without the filter. But even the not filtered photo has got a fucking filter on it because they don't look like that in real life. I know what they look like. What kind of a fucking weird world are we living in where somebody can't take a picture of their face? Yeah? And just admit that's what they look like. Look, if you are watching this on video right now on YouTube, whatever, with the video version of this, this is what my fucking face looks like, right? I'm not happy about it. Not at all. Right? I am not happy about how my face is rapidly, kind of slowly melting like I'm a candle right next to a fire, right? I am not happy about these bags under my eyes. I'm not happy about, like, the texture of my skin. I'm not happy about the wrinkles I've got on my forehead. But unfortunately, there's no fucking filter in real life, is there? You know, are we just meant to forget? Like, if I turned round, had filters on this, and then you saw me in real life, I would look nothing like this. I'd look like a vague approximation. You'd be like, Jesus Christ. But I don't know why people are living this lie and then wondering why, you know, they've all got mental health problems because they can't live up to what they aspire to be. I think people need to, you know, it's one of the worst things. Apart from social media, it's one of the worst things that's ever happened, photo filters, because it gives people an unrealistic expectation of what they look like, and then they start believing that shit. You know, not everyone's beautiful. You know, there's some beautiful, beautiful people in this world. They are fucking anomalies. Most of us are just okay, right? Most of us are just like, ah! You know, that's not, none of us are in that category, really. Holy fucking shit, what happened to you? You know, we're just trying to make it through. We have good days and bad days, don't we? Some days I genuinely wake up some days and I think, holy fucking shit, I had a good sleep last night. And then I actually do wake up. But, you know, not all of us are going to be supermodels. And the older that we get, the less likely that is to happen. But you don't have to resort to using filters. I know, I've seen couples using filters, and you can always tell when the woman is taking the photo because the guy looks rapidly younger and out of focus. That's it. That's how you know the female is taking the photo in the couple. I don't know. It's a very, I know ladies out there. I know there's a lot of pressure on you to look good in there. There's a lot of pressure on you to look fantastic and look great. But there's nothing better than a confident woman who is self-assured. That blows any, you know, anything out of the water. Any woman who is passionate about what she does, you know, smells nice, takes care of herself, makes the best of herself. You can't beat that. Can't beat that. Anyway, there we go. We're trying to turn it around, aren't we? I'm trying to say you don't need to use filters and kid yourself. It just makes, it's like a before and after. You know, like you take filters, you put it on your fucking photo and you get loads of, yeah, that's great. That's amazing. Oh my God, babes, you look gorgeous. Yeah, that's not her. That's why. That's why she looks gorgeous. It's not her. It's not reality. I don't know. So whether Kate Middleton has gone missing, here we go, back in. Whether she's gone missing, she's apparently not been seen since December. There's a lot of Photoshop, dodgy Photoshop work gone on with the picture. Everybody's saying, you know, there's multiple affairs. She's pregnant with something. Maybe William's pregnant. Who gives a shit? They're royals. You're never going to find out until, you know, your great-grandkids will find out eventually what happened. They ain't going to tell us a lot, are they? Anyway, that's one thing that's happened this week. What else was I going to chat about? Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, I went to the fucking... Here's a very... two things that have pissed me off this weekend. Just two, Ben. Yeah, I went to Sainsbury's yesterday morning. Regular as clockwork, 7 o'clock, boom. Weedham Road, Sainsbury's, be there. I am there, buying my groceries, 7 o'clock in the morning, bang, every Saturday. Get up there yesterday, closed. This is my first world problems, people. Welcome to Ben's first world problems. And I was like, holy shit, I've only got probably enough food to last me about 3 weeks in the cupboard. How am I going to get my treats and my chocolate for this weekend? Apparently the internet had gone down. Now, that's a very 2024 issue, isn't it? How can a shop... We've got to the stage with technology. Here we go. We're going down a rabbit hole of conspiracy theories here, people. We've got to the stage with technology now where if there's no internet connection, they can't open a shop. The tills weren't working, apparently. You know, whatever. I don't know. Maybe the doors couldn't open because, you know, it's got no Wi-Fi. I have no idea. I think I'm simplifying things there a little bit and maybe extrapolating too much. However, you can't just go, you know, my local shop's still fucking open down there. You can walk in, you know, if the Wi-Fi goes there's probably going to be a free-for-all of shoplifting because none of the cameras will work. That's the worst-case scenario. But companies have got too much reliant. It's all Skynet, people. Isn't it? That's it. It's all Skynet. It's all connected. Jesus, I'll be talking about those vapor trails in the sky soon, won't I? I am just, you know, one little bit away from that, I think. Maybe that's it. But, yeah, the fucking internet didn't work, so the whole store couldn't be opened, couldn't do anything. And I tell you what, this is how far entrenched I am in my routines of a weekend. I didn't know what the fuck to do with myself after I got home. I was like, okay, it's 8 o'clock, Ben. You should be sitting down with a cup of coffee, two apple lattices, and eating. Why is not that not happening, Ben? Oh my God. So I had to paint my front door instead. Again, I'm still painting that, and I realised that the fucking roller's got a flat spot on it, and when it dries, there's like, it goes like, nice bit of paint, dull bit of paint, nice bit of paint, dull bit of... Oh, Jesus, so I've got to fucking paint that again. Anyway, I don't know. These people who woke me up at 4:30 in the morning this morning have got a lot to answer for. That's for fucking... That's faux show. Yeah, so that was closed. And then I've decided... There's a few bits I wanted to sell on eBay, right? And I haven't sold anything on eBay for ages. And I thought, fuck it, I'll just get rid of it, I'll sell it. There's a few bits that I've got knocking about, and I'm like, I've got a duplicate of that, I'll just get rid of it. I've got a duplicate of all these different things, I'll just get rid of them, right? I forgot. When I first ever sold anything on eBay, which must have been about 10 years ago, it was fine, right? You stick it up there, you start the bidding at whatever value you want, and then people used to bid up on it. Now, everybody wants to fucking send you a message and start negotiating for it over there. Just place your fucking bid. That's what this whole platform was built on, right? You bid on what you want. Hey, will you accept £85? Just put a fucking bid on it for £85. Do that. If it gets bid up, you lose it. I did actually sell something for £85 because I thought it was... However, that is not the point. The point I'm trying to make. Everybody wants to fucking send you a message about something these days, don't they? Hey, somebody sent me a message on there saying... Hey, what's the largest amount you want? What's the biggest amount you want for this? What you're looking for? That was it. What's the biggest amount? Who talks like that? Nobody talks like that. What are you looking for this? And I just message back as much as I can get. That's why it's on a fucking auction site, you absolute cocksucker. I missed out the cocksucker bit because obviously, you know, I'm trying to make this out. As much as I can get, just make an offer. Well, I just wanted to know what you were looking for. Well, make a fucking offer for it, and I'll see if I accept it. You know, you might catch me on a good day. If it's today, you're probably not going to get it accepted. Tomorrow is a new dawn. Who knows? I don't know, man. Everybody fucking, you know, it's meant to be easy. It's meant to be fucking easy. Just place your fucking bid. If it comes to the end of the auction and you've got the best bid for it, you've fucking won it. Congratulations. Yeah? If not, I've made a little bit more money out of it and you will just have to put up with the fact you didn't buy it. That's it. You're going to have to put up with the fact that you didn't get what you wanted. Or is that too much for you to bear? I don't know. Maybe that's it these days. God, I'm sounding old. And I am starting to sound... What the amount of times in a day I read something or I see something or I overhear someone and I'm like, oh, what the fuck? This is what happens. This is a slippery slope, people. You can just live too long. I think 50 years old ought to be the cutoff. There ought to be some sort of Logan's Run thing. We're 50 years old, maybe 45 for some people like me. You've pretty much got an idea of the world, how it works, and where you are within that world. I think at that point, you know, you're pretty much going to be fixed in your ideals. Everything's only going to get more extreme. You're going to get more pissed off the more you're alive. Isn't it? Nobody sort of like regenerates themselves at the age of 50 and goes, hey, man, I'm going to be have a complete turnaround here. You know, everybody thinks you can do that. That's why there's motivational books out there and, you know, all that sort of thing. Hey, 18 different ways to change the way you think. Nobody's doing that really, are they? You just, you know, you're just getting to the end of the book, saying you will, and then like forgetting about it and reverting to type. I don't know. So I reckon 50 years old, that's it. Somebody comes round, puts a nail in your skull, that's it. That's enough. How long does that give me? that gives me 3 years to enjoy this. Because after that, I know I'm just going to get more and more fucking miserable. Maybe. You know, somebody may come along who turns my life around. Who knows? Who knows? I have no idea. I went to... I'll tell you what I did do this week as well. Talking about people who sort of like throw a little bit of light in your life. Here's... put a bit of a spring in your step. Oh, Ben. I went to my hygienist this week, right? Now, I will tell you this, people. My hygienist is one of the most attractive people I've ever met in my life, right? Very nice person. Very nice person, right? But here's the thing. I have no idea how old she is, right? I am 47 years old. I know that. I have no idea how old she is. However, she's a very attractive woman. But you find yourself trying to impress somebody like that because they're an attractive person. So I find myself, and the worst thing about being a hygienist is, you, a dental hygienist, you cannot talk to them at any point. So the only way I seem to be able to impress her in my own mind is the fact of keeping my teeth clean. So the fact that I have a hygienist to clean my teeth, I keep my teeth as clean as possible. In between that, doing my gums and everything like that, and, you know, as a way to try to impress somebody. It's insane. It's insanity. I go every 3 months to my hygienist. The bits I do talk to her, in between, I'm just gargling stuff about being a stand-up to try and present the fact that I'm actually quite a cool guy and not a lame ass dickhead who comes in there to have his teeth cleaned every time. I want to sit down and go, you know, this twat who's been coming in for the last 3, 4, 5 years or whatever, who tries to make garbled conversation about stuff, I'm actually a lot cooler than this. I want you to know, right? Just from the bottom line, I'm a lot cooler than this fucking random gargling guy who tries to get out things in between you sticking things in his fucking mouth. it's pathetic, people. Pathetic. But there you go. Even at 47, you're still trying to impress people, isn't it? I don't know. I just thought I'd share that with you people out there. We've all got to share some things. Holy shit. 32 minutes, people. That's how much we have done so far. Holy shit. Well, that's been my sort of like week and my thoughts about the week. I hope you've enjoyed it. Have a lovely St. Patrick's Day if you are celebrating, or even if you're not. Hey, we're equal opportunities. We're free for all here, you know, at the Ben Briggs podcast. That's what we do, innit? We embrace. Yeah, if you're Irish, have a great day. If you're not Irish, have a great day anyway. Celebrate it if you want to. Don't if you don't. It's out there, isn't it? I shall be back next Sunday, people. Hopefully I will be a little bit better rested than this Sunday. Or, you know, maybe it's going to turn into a regular thing of people fucking arguing in the street at 4:30 in the morning and I won't need to move my leather chair to look out the window. Have a great week, motherfuckers. I'll speak to you next Sunday. Take care.